Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Football on Off The Ball.
We're coming to that stage where, unfortunately, we're losing teams that we were hoping would light up the tournament for a bit more time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Right, Ian Michelle O'Gary, we're here in Dublin. We're here out in front of the fans who spent the last little while signing stuff. That must be pretty exciting for you to get out here. You've been out here before, obviously, with the Irish fans, but maybe not so much over the last little while.
Not as much in an intimate way. Yeah. Be able to sit and talk to them, look in their eyes, answer some questions, sign some photos, take some pictures. That matters to me. Yeah. It gives them memories. It encourages me to go out and do more and be better.
Yeah, and you're obviously here because you've signed with Eddie Hearn's Matrim Talent Agency. Yeah. That's a pretty big thing. It's pretty big news.
It is.
Probably going to get you a little bit more out and about in the faces of people maybe on this side of the world.
Yes.
Because you've been playing your trade over in America, obviously you've been training all around the place. Yes. Over in Brazil as well, and that's been going pretty well for you, but maybe not quite captured the Irish people maybe as much as you're capable of doing to this point.
I have captured them.
Yeah.
Because when I walk down the street, if you walk down the street and me down to go get some food and a coffee, you'll see what happens, right? Yeah. But I believe Matrim will open doors in the UK, Ireland and Europe that I haven't had opened for me already.
Yeah.
They will open the doors for me and give me a platform to speak to a bigger audience. Mm. What I do in America and with the UFC, that's never going to stop. Mm. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep proving I'm the best, and I'm going to do everything I need to in that side of the world to be the best I can. I also want to focus on England, Ireland and Europe because it matters. Close to home. And everything I'm doing, like, every fight I have, I carry that tricolour on my shoulders. Mm. I represent Ireland. This is a time where we go out here, August 15th, and we get a world title wrapped around their waist.
Yeah, and you've got a big fight on August 15th. You're fighting Islam Makhachev. That's going to be an amazing occasion. Is there anyone you would rather fight, I suppose, to go and get that belt? He is the pound-for-pound number one. He's the man you probably want to go and take that belt from.
Ever since I started this sport, I've said to be the best, you have to beat the best. Yeah. I get an opportunity, a crack now, at the number one pound-for-pound fighter on the planet. A two-weight division world champion. A man who has ragdolled people every time he enters that octagon. When I beat him on August 15th, because it's going to happen, there will be no doubt, there will be no excuses. I will be undeniably one of the greatest fighters this world's ever seen.
If we go right back to the start, how did you manage to end up in MMA and get to where you are now? I've spoken to Paul Hughes at length a couple of times, and he's someone obviously who's in the PFL at the moment, and he has a background in Gaelic football and all that sort of stuff as well. And he doesn't credit his entire sort of career off the back of it, but the learnings and I suppose the way in which his body had to be utilised when he was doing sports like that, mm-hmm. have definitely given him a decent base, I suppose, for going forward and fighting. Is that something you would ever look at yourself, or is it a totally different makeup?
I think all sports help you in some different way.
Yeah.
For example, if a footballer plays tennis, their side-to-side lateral movement will have to be better. I've used being a fan of NFL to help my movement when I'm skirting the cage and shift people off to one direction and escape the other way. So I grew up playing Gaelic football and hurling at a high level in Ireland. Yeah. I fell in love with judo and boxing. And then when Conor transcended MMA and what he did for Irish MMA, it took off and I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of where we are right now, was the love for what I was watching that sport when Conor was competing. It encouraged me to be where I am right now.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run. You can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
And we're obviously at today is the launch of yourself, obviously signing with Matchroom, but also there's an undercard after being announced for Croke Park with a big event for Katie Taylor. I imagine a big event here in Ireland with you having the UFC welterweight title is something you would be...
Now you're talking my language. It's already planned, it's already booked. Once it's my job to go win the belt, bring it back home to Dublin, Ireland, and I will be absolutely front row and centre watching Katie Taylor competing in Croke Park.
And as well as that, obviously, Irish boxing had its moment quite some time ago and then went through a rough sort of period where nothing was really going on, and it's kind
Dude,
of come through the
I
back
remember,
of that now.
Yeah. I remember being present in the point when Bernard Dunn beat, yeah. I believe it was Ricardo Cordoba, and I was slung up on some outlad's shoulders. Pints were flying everywhere, t-shirts went off. I believe it was 11th round finish, and it was because it was three knockdowns.
Back and forth, yeah.
That was, well, no, he wasn't back and forth. He was getting the bollocks being out for the whole fight. It was only at the end when he came in and just dinked
it.
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
let's keep it real. Do you know what I mean? He was getting outclassed, but that shows the Irish spirit. Do you know what I mean? He stayed in it, got three knockdowns, and the fight was finished after that. Yeah. And that was, I remember that when I was a kid, I was boxing at that time, and it drove me to want to be so much better after watching that fight. And just watching the pandemonium in the stands, I believe it changed my ambitions and my drive.
Okay, that's fascinating. I mean, that kind of came from nowhere, yeah.
But it was, it's true. As a kid, you'd have to go back and look at the fight and tell me what date it was, but I couldn't have been older than 12.
Right.
A 12-year-old being present at that event, an Irishman winning a world title. I was there with my mates, my dad's mates. Just that energy, that transfers. And that, even unconsciously, it continues.
Yeah, and it seems as though we're getting back to that sort of peak that we had with Irish boxing. As far as Irish MMA is concerned, it's not something really that's on the forefront of everyone, the general kind of white
right
Irish
now.
Public right now. Exactly.
Right now.
Yeah.
And you've got a tall, beautiful, blonde Irishman right here who's more focused on proving to men around the world that you can be a dangerous man inside the octagon, but a beautiful dad, father, husband outside of it. And be an example to men of what they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And
there's too many wrong examples in the world.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, and is that's something you pride yourself on, I suppose, as well as
when
being
I have
a fighter. You've got your young
nothing
son
to do with being a fighter,
as well as being
a
fighter.
A dad. Yeah, being a dad's more important than anything my fighting's ever going to do. Being a dad and making sure that he sees me treat people the way people deserve to be treated. Mm. Matters far more than me winning belts and being one of the greatest of all time. Me teaching him how to be a good human and a good and deal with bad situations and hard situations, that lives on, and that goes from his kids to their kids to their kids, and that breaks the cycle.
Yeah, and I suppose outside of that, back to the fighting, and I understand that that's a major thing, of course. Your legacy in fighting is not going to marry up to your legacy outside of it.
Exactly.
You know, and that doesn't have to at all. But when you look at creating your own kind of story, because Irish MMA's story has been written before to a degree. It was created and written, and I feel like we're maybe in some form of second wave now. The first wave not totally dead just yet, but for yourself to go and people to look at you as Ian Machado Gary and not as the next Irish MMA fighter.
Yeah.
How important is that for you, and how do you envisage yourself going about doing that?
I wouldn't say it's that important. It's going to happen over time. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
I'm one fight away from breaking Conor's wins in the UFC.
Yeah.
When I beat Islam Makhachev, I'm the most victorious Irishman in UFC history. I'll be the second UFC champion from Ireland. I have a decade. I'm 28 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
I have a decade in this sport if I choose to. I've been in the UFC for 5 years.
Yeah.
I've had 11 fights. I could have easily had 12, 13 if there was people actually saying yes. Now, if it was people saying yes and not stalling me. 9 months of that, I've been sat on my arse waiting for this fight. Do you know what I mean? 10 years' time, you could be talking 20, 25 fights. That's a legacy that's going to create itself. Yeah. I just need to show up and have fun along the way.
One final one, I suppose, on that loss you did incur with Shavkat Rakhmonov that time. Obviously, you came in on very late notice in that one. That's
very
well
late.
Documented, and the fight was incredibly tight. Could have gone your way on a different night. How do you deal with that, I suppose, for the first time in your career, having to come back after that? I mean, the nature of the loss probably helps in dealing with it.
I just remember being so proud of myself.
Yeah.
I remember being so proud of being that person that says yes to anyone, anywhere, anytime. Being the guy that shows up and has a tough fight that very, very could have easily won that, caused an injury to him that means he hasn't been back since. Like, I definitely had the damage. You know what I mean? I might not have won the battle, but I won the war.
Yeah.
And here I am now fighting for a world title.
Yeah.
So I believe the biggest thing I take away from that fight is I proved to myself that I'm so much better than I think I am.
Yeah.
And that's why this domination, it's going to be wild.
Well, I'm looking forward to August 15th. I'll be tuning in.
I appreciate it.
A lot of people will.
I appreciate it.
We might catch up after that as well.
I'll be back with the belt.
Football on Off the Ball.
We're coming to that stage where, unfortunately, we're losing teams that we were hoping would light up the tournament for a bit more time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.